Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Friday the 14th, it's August, it's 6 o'clock, you know what you're getting. I'll be right here for you. Mr. V is in the studio for you.
Yo, good evening people, good evening. Another Friday has arrived.
Yeah, Sweet Talking Sport. The radio chat show presented by CV and myself this evening, straight to the point, dealing with the latest sports news and stories, both interviews and during the audience that fit today's modern day society, devoted entirely to sporting discussions, events, whether local, whether national, good to go and air expansive debate, analyse by Waterway, you know, the regular programming slot on Friday. The best talking sports show you'll ever hear. You can listen live and direct, or you can catch up on the archives. Just tune in to the radio schedule on Sheffield Live.
Now mean, advice from Mean Burger represented on NoDJ.com. And we sell long stick fever for the girls, them ain't come this one.
Yeah, I'm alright, yeah. Hot and bad ad, but you know, I saw it go. Yeah, but it's coming around too quick because me soon have to go back. Go back at work. That's right.
That you're the hit on every corner. Got it from
Boxing, isn't it? When you step in that ring, you know what you've got to do. You know, and you know what can happen to you. So for me, you're stepping in. To me, boxing is coming like a fireman. Coming like fireman, because when a fireman jumps in that fire engine and attends a call, he doesn't know what he's going into, right? And it could be one big fire, one small fire. But he goes in there and he does the job, but he's not sure he's going to come back out. Same like a boxer. A boxer goes in, he right? You know, the difference is he probably knows his opponent. He's got a little history about his opponent. So he knows, right? Oh, this guy's a southpaw. We're going to have to defend from this side. We've got to do, right? But again, there's still a danger, right? And that danger, right? You choose to take that on. You choose to take it on. So when he goes in there, it is what it is. It might sound like I'm being a bit callous, but it is what it is. You choose that sport. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you look at it and you think to yourself, nah. That's not a true thing of the fight, right? Because and then you know, so the man broke him up, you know, you broke him up, and you know that he's broke, right? And then he still comes out, but he loses. So yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm. Baby, don't take my kindness for weakness. Please don't take my sweetness for weakness. No, baby, don't take my kindness for weakness. No, no, baby. Cause our future depends on you.
Yeah, he slipped them. Yeah. He still get catch. He still catch. Right, okay. Uh-huh. But even your light foot boxers. Sugar Ray Leonard's, they're what I call light foot boxers. They use their skill with their feet to get out of danger. Muhammad Ali, another one, used his skill, used his feet to get out of danger, as they would say, to bob and weave. Yeah? Would you agree with that? He's the same again. He's the same. Nas did the same thing. Bob and weave. He's done it. Even with Pardy, right? Mr. J. Nelson, he did the same thing. Bob and weave. The idea is that hit but don't get hit. Right? And most of them do. Yeah.
Oh, Tuesday and Wednesday, every day of the week.
A different to go a come with a different style. In any contact sport, in any contact sport, you know, when you go in, you get in that ring, right? You leave behind the nice jungle, and you go in there as a warrior. And you're in there to do a job. And unfortunately, your job is to cause that man as much pain as you can. Knock him out.
Actions speak louder than words. The closer you get to my body, I feel it in so many ways. Are you playing hard to get it? Are you watching your friends? Don't tell me you're so proud that you don't want to make an amend. Oh, I wanna tell you how I feel. Oh, little baby.
It was. That's right. And she agrees. Give it up. You can't give up. We had a celebrity like that in boxing. He could KO people with the one punch. But then after, he start go in the pantomime thing, innit? No, he start going in a pantomime. Look over there. Where? He's behind you. And him would have come in with it. You know them style there. Yeah, that's right, that's right. Well, we don't know if I that. Or them, you know them, you know them pie there when them start fling them pie in your face. You know them yeah. You know them like them when cream pie there. No, you know them cream pie there. And when my man come out and I want tights and I say, oh, look behind you, and I'm boof in my face with one. You know them cream pie. You know them cream pie. Cream pie there. You know what I mean? Why? Them style. Boy.
Just like child's play too,
yeah.
I'll stick with you to the end. Baby, you and I can be more than friends. Just like child's play too, I'll stick with you to the end. Please don't ever tell me no. The last thing I want is to go.
If you feel that's right. Jimmy Rimmer. Because he did play to Aston Villa. Yeah. Mm. Mm. Yeah, but I know him more through Aston Villa, me. That's what I know him through. Nah, he was a decent goalkeeper, him. Yeah. I think he was playing the same time when Peter Wiven and all them were playing in the team. Yeah. And that's Morley. Is that Morley? Yeah, blonde-haired guy. I think he won it. I think Pat Jennings won it. But I'm just looking at the team that he played in. Southampton. And that Rimmer, he played with him. He played for them because he went to Man United and then he came to us. John Gidman, right? That Ken McNaught, he played defender with blonde hair. Right, Alan Evans, tall, curly black hair, defender. He was central defender. Then you add Leighton Phillips, right? Dennis Mortimer, right? Gordon Cowans, yeah, midfield player, right? Then you did have Brian Lico, yeah? Then you did have Andy Gray up front, right? That John Gregory. And Tommy Craig, right? And most of that squad I remember, and I remember obviously, and I know the manager because it was Ron Saunders. You know what I mean? Yeah. That was big team that, you know, them time there. Yeah. I would have to say that I did rate them, me. No. He come well after. He come in the 80s. Well, you've got people like you've got when he was around. Jude Daly. You're talking about. Let me tell you. Before he came to Man United, he played up front with Cole, and he went. Oh my God! He played up front with Andy Cole, didn't he? And he had a kid with Price, Dwight. He was in there, them tied there, right? And like I said, then you had my man, and then you had he did have McGrath was in a feed them side. Yeah. I'd say there's not much left here. There's not much here. And I put up my hand and say, yeah, I'm not the greatest at the athletics, but I would have thought 33, and then you've got the younger ones coming through. She hasn't got much space left there. Give the 200 meters a go. I won't say dominate it though. I'm not really in them style and pattern, you know what I mean? Javelin, why? You know, if you think about the history of Fiwi, and them something that we used to fling, you know? No, them something that we used to fling, right? Because when you hunt, and you look for capture. I want them something there. You fling out it round jars, innit? Yeah. I would say that she's not. Fear time come and gone now. Fear time come and gone. Fuzzy flopper, some kind of song. Me, none of them, something there. I left them something for, you know, them strong boy out of road, you know? Them strong boy.
Love alive, I'm committed.
one tonight. Wolves and Blackburn, I'm gonna catch a little piece of that. Because everybody wants to see what Wolves are gonna do, because they've come down, aren't they? Have they? He played for them before though, didn't he? Before he left them to go to Fulham. And then he didn't really do too much with Fulham. Yeah, I would have thought so. You know, see where Mr. Raju are going with? Same thing. It's gonna be there, aren't they? Spiral Jaro.
I'm lying in the midnight hour.
And like I said, they'll bring quite a bit of them. They'll bring quite a bit of them. I reckon they'll be up for it then. I'm looking at around 26,000 tomorrow. Between 25,000-26,000 I'm looking at. And it's... Yeah. Now in lower league, innit? In my favourite film there, you know, the minor league. My lady, when she talking, she said, oh, I just bumped into one of the minor league. You remember them? Yeah, one of the minor league team there. Yeah. Oh, which is... Bristol City, I think. No, it's not Bristol. Who have they got? So East End. He went down to the East End. It's a train straight down. Because it's near West Ham's ground. It's near West Ham, Leighton. Because it's East End, that. They might have... Well, they don't need no train. What they want train for? Only what? Two and three supporters go down there. I just jump in one of them horse and cart something, innit? One of them horse and cart, them pull and then get one dunk if you pull it down. Yeah. They've got some Yorkshire derbies anyway. I think they've got. Yeah, that's true. Oh, I'll just fill in there as well. Yeah, that they're down in there. Yeah, that's not too far. Leicester. They're kind of neat. The only far away ones, and they really, really are like Peterborough, Wimbledon. Who else could I say? Cambridge, and them now, but they're not scholars. Cambridge, a scholarship, you have nothing. Them now, but if you know a scholarship down there. Okay. Oh, Leicester. Yeah. I think they'll find it. I think somebody they went to man them door. Because the away fans, I know they're massive. They generally like make a big thing about their away, but I don't know if they get the same like us, where you only get only 3,000. I think it might not be like that down in the lower league, because in the Premier League you only get 3,000. Yeah, so I'm not. Well, if you're, in fact, you miss out, you miss out. because they're not too far neither. And as you can see, side we have yam, tuna, fish and chips and yeah, them not going to go, they can't go up there, go yam, tuna, fish and chips going at the towers. Yeah. When they call it again, the mad rat. When they call it a mad rat, then call it the mouse. That's right. Because it's not too, because the ground's near enough in the town centre. The ground. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'll be the captain too. Because I'll be the captain. Him know where Blackpool there. Because he visit Blackpool enough time. You know what I mean? So him know where it there. So he can just jump on one little train, get off the train, and he just gone and take our shoes and socks and thing and then running at the sea. Yeah, there's something there. Yeah. Get out. Yeah. They did with Nelatre. And then come back and say, oh, we now deducted them 15 points there. That's right. I would say they will be under the same pressure as Leicester. Then we've got the high profile friendly on Sunday in Cardiff, City against Arsenal. They got it in Cardiff on Sunday. Of course, on a charity, wouldn't call it Charity Shield. To me, that's pretend friendly, isn't it? That's pretend friendly. If you win that kind of cup, right? You win that kind of cup, right? If you start run out a road and start ball out loud, and, oh, yeah, we win charity shit, we win charity. Why? That would tell me something. That will really tell me something. That even though me know for my manager, the previous manager, Pep used to count it. Him used to count them, but me no count them. I don't. In fact, I've never been to one of them. I don't go to them kind of foolishness. I want little make believe game that, innit? The big game them start on the 23rd of August, and we're at home to Bournemouth. I think you're going to bring up something that you know that's going to bring some strong feelings from me. I've got a feeling, you know. I've got a... brand new way. Listen, right? Listen, I cannot understand what they want to bring that them, and I've got to be careful because I'm deaf on ear, right? I don't understand what they are looking about bringing in this wider for, right? But other people look at things differently. They look at what he can bring to the team. That is what they're looking at. They're looking at what can he bring to Manchester City. Because if Rodri goes, right, and then I think Reiners is going now. So you got two midfield players gone, right? So they've got to bring somebody in now, what they're saying is to make up the midfield. But I don't think we've got Gonzalez, dangerous player, dangerous, right? We've got Kovacic, he's old, but he have the experience. 30s, right? 34 it might be, right? So, and then you've then got in the other midfield players like Foden, haven't you? Right? And then you've got the man himself. They call him the Jerks. Yeah, you've got the Jerks, haven't you? Right? But what are they buying him for? What are they buying that Enzo for? Right? And spending how much million on him? 120 million on him. Right? City have put in, is it 100... It's 102, but it's 102 euros. But they're saying, Chelsea said, no, we don't want 102 euros. What we want is 120 million for him, right? And we're giving you to today for 5 o'clock today to come good. And I'm praying that they don't come good. They don't come good. Because you will hear me, if you heard me live on this station today. If him come a City, I'm not cheering him. I'm not doing nothing. He could be all in at the Euro Cup, you know, the Euro League there, right? The European Cup, right? He could be all in that and him score in the last minute to give City the European Cup. I'm not cheering him, right? I'm not bothering with him because I don't like him and I don't like what he stands for. I think you're not. Yeah. When he scores, and I would explain to them that I don't like his philosophy. I don't like his philosophy. Right now, it depends on which side you're sitting on, because for me, if you're sitting on my side, where you've got a guy who participates with his team members singing some racial songs, right? I don't believe I can be chanting out his name and jumping up and down. But that's from my side. There's other people on the other side now may say, well, that don't really matter. That's nothing to do with football. It's what he produces for City. But for me, it is to do with football. Because your team was playing in the South American Cup. Right? That's what they were playing in. Now, the team that you are singing in is from Europe. The thing that they were singing about and talking about for them parents come from Africa and all these kind of and all that. You know them something there, right? What? Nah. You know, when him do the devastating goal against England, and he put him on behind him ears, like say my Dumbo, you know Dumbo, the big elephant. Them. Yeah. Yeah, I think is it another 6 years he's got there? Who? Okay. Okay. They'll get a lot more. They'll get City as a positive. He's to be fair, it's going to stick him a throat, but to be fair, he's a decent player. He's a decent player, right? So, but. What he comes with, some red cards. Yeah. I don't want him at all. And I'm just reading now, and it says that Manchester City officially missed Chelsea's deadline to sign him. Well, I'm hoping that they don't. I really do hope that they don't. Because there was even some talk about, well, it'll bring you a lot more goals as well. But we don't have jerks for that. We have the man called Jerky. Right? And he will score a goal. So we don't really have to worry about that. Listen, then can have some, you know, they put that out. That's just a press thing that. Then put that, they can be having some little undercover talkings. They're looking. Listen. What they're looking for? Experience. Because what they're saying is, Chelsea have got a lot of young players, but they haven't got that experience. So when you've got somebody like him, Henderson, right? When he's in there, right? He knows how to stir up them boy there. Yeah, he knows how to stir at them boy there. You know, we didn't come with a little relish side, you know? Henderson and relish.
For you, I give a lifetime of stability and anything you want with me.
Oh, cool.
Nothing is impossible for you. There are no words or ways to show my love or all the thoughts I'm thinking of.
He won't be no 100,000. He might be looking in at the 50s and 60s a week. Yeah, that's what he's looking. That's what he's looking in. Yeah, that as well. But Welbeck, you've got to give my. You've got to give, because remember, they've only got Pedro on there. You're gone. You're serenade. Some of them people might run out, go get one tape recorder and just tape him up like in the old days them, and just tape them up. Yeah. All right, people, me gone.